Welcome to the mortgage game. I truly, truly believe that building a mortgage business, a successful one, is like playing a game. There's winners, there's losers, there's certain things you try. Some of us are playing checkers while others are playing chess. I've had the ability to coach and mentor hundreds of mortgage brokers. I myself built a very nice business. So now I want to distill all that information, all the things I've learned from that, and bring it directly to you in a simple to understand way. I hope you enjoy. All right. Good morning. Welcome to the Mortgage Game Podcast. Let's get into it. So this week we are talking about one of my favorite all-time topics to talk about. We all have our things, man. We all have our things. We've Mac and Maisie in the house. So maybe they get crazy back there. I'm not sure. Right, Mac and Maisie? I always feel so bad. Like, hey guys, let's go. So they're like, yay, we're finally getting out and getting to run at the park. And then they go sit in the truck and listen to me on a podcast. So, you know, it is what it is. But then we're going after. So that's okay. So let's get into it. This is the number one topic I love talking about. And convince me I'm wrong. I want someone to convince me I'm wrong. This is the number one money-making thing in your business. If you take you out of it, if you take you, it's a tool. So what's the number one money-making tool in your business? And if you just want to say, for your phone, sure. But you know what I mean, right? Everyone has a phone. You can go walk into a store and buy a phone. You have a phone. I'm talking something you build and then makes you money, right? This is the number one thing. With this tool, it's your email marketing machine. Database marketing. Most of you just completely suck at it. And you're not doing it right. And the reason being is no one's ever really done it right. So you're just learning from other people who suck at it. Right? And then you get your usual, here, send this out. And just give them boring mortgage information. And hopefully they reply the email and go, we need a mortgage, like in a perfect world, right? That used to work 10 years ago. It doesn't work anymore. And some of you are going to be like, no, it does work. Sure. Imagine if you had a machine working for you, though. Don't break that down. So we just came out of a two-week accountability group. This was a group we offered to our Strategy Hub members. Elite members got it for free. Pro members had a small upgrade, and then we offered a couple spots out to the public, and we sold out. We've sold out every single accountability group we've done because they're awesome. It's Monday to Friday, 1 hour with myself. And we get in there, we coach, we teach, we help each other out, and then we do things. And this was 2 weeks of building an email marketing machine. It made me realize after we came out of it that we probably could have had a 101 and a 201, or a 1.0 and a 2.0. Because it just dawned on me, this stuff comes very natural to me. And I just, for the life of me, cannot figure out why mortgage brokers don't spend time and energy on this. Because you can make a lot of money if you have this cranking out. And you're like, Ryan, but what does it mean? What does the email marketing machine mean? Well, I'm going to explain. Okay, I'm going to explain. But before I do that, we have sponsors we have to get to. This podcast is brought to you by Americano. It's pretty good. Okay, so what is an email marketing machine? I'm going to explain. The goal of email marketing is, like, whoever has the list wins. I've taken so much digital marketing courses, so many. And the constant theme with all of them is whoever has the list and nurtures the list wins. It doesn't matter if I'm selling beanbag chairs, I'm selling books, courses, or a financial service, like being a mortgage broker. If you have the list and you nurture it, you win. It's the number one important asset in your business because it makes you money. A lot of you have client journeys and all this other cool stuff going on, but it doesn't make you money, right? We're in this to make what? Everybody all together, money. Let's not shy away from that, right? We lose track of that. We're in a sales gig. We're in it to make money, kids. Like, no one's here to just, like, help people with find their dream home. And that, it's like, we need to put food on the table. We need to build generational wealth for me and my family and do things. So I want to live a life I want to live. I don't want to, like, sit inside all day. I want to, like, go things, but do things. But I need money. I don't want to wait in line for things. I want to eat good food. I need money. I don't want to eat processed food. I want money. I want to go on nice trips. I need money. I don't want to wait in line for care for my kids. I need money. If I want the best coaching, the best teaching, I need money. I need money for everything. Like, money's not a dirty word.
It's how the world works. Right? And then just so happens we help a lot of people, which is awesome. It's a byproduct. But we're doing it for money. Right? So this tool makes you the most money out of any tool you have if you do it right and you build a machine. So here's the idea of the machine. A weekly email. Email your clients once a week. Okay? Yeah. You're like, that's crazy. Well, no, you're telling yourself a story. Your clients need to hear from you. Remember, they don't open every email. They don't resonate with every email in there. And if you're not doing that, you're missing out on opportunities. We had multiple students through the accountability group who started the weekly email and were like, oh my God, I had someone like reach out and like, how do I know you? Because they hadn't heard from that person for a while. They're like, oh, 2 years ago we talked. Oh yeah. Well, I don't know how you came in my inbox, but I need a mortgage now. And he's like, I was doing one a month thinking I was good. And I started doing weekly, and it's just another reason to be operation top of inbox. Your top of inbox, timing is everything in life. Your top of inbox, people are going to see your name. They're going to like, love, trust you. What ends up happening if your open rates are 15, 20%, 25%, doesn't matter what they are. Some of you are like, I get these for open rates. Cool. How many deals do you get from that?
Not a lot,
right? But whatever your open rate is, the more consistently you're marketing your database with awesome stuff, the higher your open rates go. They'll increase because people will start to see your name and be like, oh, I like that guy. I like that girl. I like the cut of their jib. I like what they say. They provide value. They help me out. I learn things. They make me think differently about things. I can tell they're just a good person. They're funny. They're weird. They're nerdy. They're whatever. But you don't get that opportunity if you're sending out one freaking email once in a while. Like once a month, if that's all you're doing. So the idea is this.
You send out one email once a week.
And in that email, you're adding some value. Majority of them are video. All 75% of those videos or emails are going to be a video. It's going to be a 69-second video of you giving some sort of value. You explaining in this way we went through on how to script this out and then how to record the videos and then how to find the ideas. All of us have ideas all around us every day. Go look at someone's content. Take one of those ideas. Go make a video. Stuff you want to talk about. Don't talk about repairing credit if you don't want to deal with repairing credit clients. Right? Stuff that you're passionate about. Share stories of you as a mortgage broker. I'm not going to get into what exactly to say in those videos. That's part of the secret sauce that you have to actually sit down on a content day and figure out. You'll make more money from your email list than you will from your social with a lot less effort. Now, if you have both going, oh my God, amazing. Awesome. Okay, so you're sending out one email once a week. The secret here is within one of those emails, three value emails, and then one is an ask. You're asking people, do you need my help? We call them hand raisers, offers, asks. The reason that top producers produce and lower producers don't produce is the top producers just ask people more things more times. They put offers into the universe way more than people who don't. So if you're emailing once a month and you're sending out general information, and you're like, oh, I got my database marketing, I'm good. And then I'm over here going once a week and I'm asking them if they need my help, asking them if they want their mortgage up renewal, asking them if they have anyone that needs mortgage, asking them if they know anyone looking for a home, asking them if they want me to audit their mortgage for them, free, no strings attached, second opinion look, asking them, see where I'm going? I'm asking them if they need my services. I set it up with all the value videos and then I ask them if they need my help. Who's going to win? We had a student, we just came through our last group and she uploaded her list, went to part of the list building exercise we do in the accountability group. Just go out and find all the email addresses all surrounding you, right? Your Google contacts, your Outlook, your submission platform, Filologic, Velocity, Venmo, any webinars you've done, like all the email addresses you have. And bring them in and then clean them all up and then dump them in. We dumped in 2,500. And she had, we built her drip campaign. I built four in the group. She's got four going out. She's got two of those videos or ask videos. So she's got, in this next month, she has 10,000 emails going out. And 5,000 of them are asking if presenting, hey, do you need help with this specific thing? If you do, click the big red easy button below this video, direct access to my calendar. We'll jump on a 15-minute call. She has 10,000 videos going out in the next 30 days, and 5,000 of them are asks, offering assistance. Do you think that's going to work better than what you're doing? It's not even funny. It's like, it's staring you in the face. It's like, oh my God, I need to do this more. I need to do it a lot. I need to be strategic around it. So here's the cool part. We've got those four emails ready to go out. They're already built. Boom. 1 week later. Boom. 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 That's four. This is the machine part. Now, next month, content day, you record your videos. You come up with your ask. You tell your stories. You layer them in. So you already have email 1, 2, 3, 4 in a drip campaign, automation, or journey, whatever they call it in your CRM. And now she's going to add those in email 5, 6, 7, 8. And everyone in that journey, she dropped those 2,500 people in, are going to keep going through, and they're going to keep going to 5. And that drip campaign is never going to end. And then anyone who comes into her world 2 months from now, email address, boom, book to call me through Calendly, boom, you go right to the top of that drip campaign. You go to number one. You start to get video one and then number two ask, video three and then number four ask, and then five, and then six, and slowly going down. So eventually you have all these people going through this machine, this email machine, on different days of the week with different topics going out. Some might be on email 42, some are email 3, some are email 7, with different ask opportunities, all going into one call to action, which is a book to call in your calendar. Hopefully some of you are like, oh my God, I had a couple of brokers in the group going, where were you 13 years ago when I started brokering? How come nobody's told us this? Yeah, I agree. That was the weakness I saw. Our industry is very good on things and very bad on others. But that's okay. It's why I have a job. It's why I quit brokering and I went into teaching people sales and marketing for their mortgage business. Because of exactly what I just said there. You have a machine working for you. It's quite spectacular. And now your list is super warm. You're top of inbox. Even if whatever you said isn't resonating with them that day, they know they're getting you next week. But guess what? Timing in life is everything. They start thinking about mortgages and something comes up, you're right there. You can shut everything else off. All your post-close emails and your annual emails going out and whatever other emails you're coming up with, because you've got this massive net, the security blanket going around all every email address that's ever come into your world, getting a touch point from you every single week. It is freaking spectacular. And it's a drip campaign, simple concept stuff. So pretty cool, right? If you think about it. Got all these people sitting here now. Do you think it would change your world if you start looking around and you're like, hey, I need email addresses because I'm just going to drop them in the machine and let the machine do the work? Yeah. So we have brokers who are doing prospecting through DMs. And so they prospect and they reach out and it's realtors or clients or whatever. And part of it is like if the conversation sort of goes stagnant for a bit, hey, I have this thing. They put a hook in about why they need their email address. I offer tips, tricks, and strategy on how to save money on your mortgage weekly. It's a 90-second or less video. I'd love to add you on to the list. I'd like you to be part of the club. I just need your email. And they're collecting 10, 20 emails a week from their prospecting and dropping them in the machine. And then so the cool thing with this machine is everything has to be evergreen. If I watch it now or I watch it in 2 years, because people 2 years from now are going to get email one if they come into your world 2 years from now. This podcast is brought to you by Americano. I gotta drink this before it gets too cold, and then it just doesn't work for anyone. So now let's say, so it has to be evergreen. Everything has to be evergreen. Keep the videos less than 2 minutes. Should be 90 seconds or less. Weave in a joke or two in there, something, whatever you do to bring out your personality, to create connection and trust and like with these people. Then you pause it. Let's just say Bank Canada comes up. I'm gonna give you like the email to send that will make you a lot of money if you do this. I'll get to it. Okay. And this is a part, like, hopefully when I tell you what I'm going to tell you, it's like I just punched you in the face in like a very nice way. I'm actually going to start driving because
I just feel bad for the pups. So I'm going to keep driving here and we're going to head out to the park. Actually, I don't know where to go. I'm driving anyways. Okay, I'm driving. This isn't going to last much longer anyways. We got maybe 5-10 minutes. Okay, so let's just say, well, let me get Bank Can announcements. I don't want them to get emails on the same day. That's cool. You don't have to. You can just pause your drip campaign. Pause. Hey, Bank Can announcement. Nothing happened. Blah, blah, blah. And then 3 days later, click start campaign and the machine just starts back up again. Whoa, pretty cool. You have industry announcements you want to make, like Airbnb rules change for the province. I want my people to know about it. That can't go in the drip campaign. It has to go pause, send out to the master list, start back up 3-4 days later, right? So the days people are getting emails from you, the actual days, they're changing all the time. There's not like, not every Friday someone's getting an email. It's always changing because people are coming into your machine every day of the week from different areas that we help you set up. And then you're pausing. So you might pause. The emails might be going on Wednesday, but you also had people sign up Tuesday, Saturday, Sunday, and it's going out every week. So then you press pause. Now that master list, the original master list, doesn't go out till Friday now, right? So don't worry about that. It just goes out. It's going out every 7 days a week. You have emails going out. That's the beauty of it. Now I'm going to explain something to you. Like I said, this is the punch you in the face moment. And if this does not resonate with you, then I don't know what to say. And we, you know, I don't know. You're going to have to figure something out. So you've got this list. And the whole goal of this list is operation top of inbox, keep them warm. You're going to get a lot of business coming in just from that machine. And let's say you have a webinar. Well, whose database do you think is going to show up to your webinar more? Mine, where I'm emailing all these emails, I'd keep them warm, or yours, you just once in a while go, hey, now why don't you come to my webinar? My webinar or my database is so warm that I can fire out an email and boom, yeah, I get people showing up because they already like, love, or trust me. That's what happens when we drive. Got fires going on. So you've got that. You're keeping a warm list for opportunities. And here's the biggest opportunity for you. MCAP has a special right now, right? They're special. If you don't know about it, I don't know. Go talk to someone. They have a special where they're offering, I think, 50 basis points. There's rate specials that come across your desk for every single scenario all year long. Some are way better than others. MCAP, I'm using that specifically right now. They have a special where I think they pay 50 basis points more. So I go, okay, I can make 150, 160 basis points, and I get, I'm just throwing it straight out there, 549, and make 150. That sounds great. Well, instead for me, I'm going to do that with maybe clients I'm talking to on the phone, like in my world right now, but I'm going to create a marketing opportunity. And I'm going to go into my warm list. I'm going to go into the machine. I still have to say machine. I'm going to go into the machine. And I'm going to say, I'm going to create a scenario. I'm going to go, hey, I have a rate special. So instead of 549, I'm going to buy it down to whatever I can. I'm throwing numbers out here, okay? 529. And I'm going to basically go, hey, keep your 50 basis point extra commission MCAP. I just want to be paid my 100 basis points because that's what I need to run my business on that. And I'm fine with that. But now I have an actual special that I can advertise. And I'm going to go out to my email list. I'm not going to tell them what lender it is, but I'm going to create an avatar around that. I'm going to go, hey, I have a special. It goes away in 72 hours. Can't find it anywhere. These are the parameters. Must be owner-occupied home. Must be either a refinance to increase cash flow or you're buying a home or whatever. Create an avatar. Create a scenario. And I'm going to go, here's the interest rate. So the it's one of my top lenders and it's gone in 72 hours. We only have so many we're allowed to use for. And I'm going to fire that out to my machine. I'm going to pause my machine and send it out. And I'm going to do that 4, 5, 6 times a year when I have certain scenarios of rate specials that come across my desk. Even if they're not glorious rate specials, they're going to be rate specials that I can create a narrative around, an avatar, a character, a scenario. And I'm going to hit them up. Go, hey, if you know anyone that's interested in this, that is how you make money in this business. Think about that. I sent out one of those emails back when Scotia and TD, everyone else was prime minus 50. Scotia was and TD came out with a prime minus 1, but it was only around for a couple weeks. And I hit my database. I told my wife, I said, babe, I'm locking myself in the office. I'm going to go make us $100,000 this week. And we did 9.7 million from that one email I fired off. I had 17 book calls from that one email I fired off to my warm list because it was in a machine. And we did 9.7 million in that 1 week. Right? Because I explained a scenario to people. I said this. I said, if your current variable is this or lower, if you are in a prime minus, as an example, prime minus 50 or lower, I can help you because we're going to save you a bunch of money. I created a story around it. And so, but I could do that because I had the machine built. I paused the machine, created the scenario with the rates buffs, fired it off. So that's the secret sauce here. There's so much more could go on this. This could be like a 3-hour podcast, which is why the accountability group, we just spent 10 hours together in two groups. We had 90 plus people, two groups, 10 hours each group. And we still, some people got it. There's always going to be the 10, 15% that just go, awesome, got it, thank you. There's going to be some people who just don't start. And there's going to be some people who are kind of in the middle trying and mindset things and execution and whatnot. And so we could divvy this into two, and we're going to do a version of that at some point. But I wanted to explain this to you. This is the number one tool to make money in your mortgage business. It is. Right? I want someone to, I'd debate someone on that. I would love it because I've lived it, right? There's nowhere else, no other tool in your business that you could send out an email and make $100,000 off of. I don't know. If there is, maybe you should start a podcast where you just make one video, right? Like, go start a podcast. I love that. Now, imagine doing that on your social as well. This isn't a debate of social. You need to do it all. I'm saying, but a priority should be having your stuff in order, your house in order, your shit in order on the email side. And then while you're there, why don't I just make it the best thing possible I can do? If the number one goal of your business is to get eyeballs on what you're doing, people to see what I'm doing, well, why are you emailing once a month? What, do you think you're offending people? It's not like you're showing up at their door every day, like, ding dong. Hey, it's Ryan the mortgage guy here again. Just see it. They're like, yeah, I talked to you like a week ago. Like, why are you at my door again? I told you we're good. Oh, I'm just checking in. Like, you're not doing that. It's going into an inbox. They open it or they don't. Right? You'll build way more trust. People will like you a lot more. Your open rates will go up. There's like not one argument outside of you're lazy. Or you just don't buy into it. Okay, I get that. I'd love to have a debate, like just to understand. I'd love to tell, like, explain what are you doing that works better than that? Like, why do you think that's not worth your time? I'd love to hear that rationale. Because I'm all about hearing different angles on everything. This isn't the gospel here. That's just my thoughts and a lot of it. Most of my stuff that I talk about, it's been backed up by people doing it. If it wasn't myself, it's other people. So it's not I'm just coming up with these ideas and going, hey, this might work. I'm like, no, this works really, really well for a lot of people. So maybe you should think about doing that, right? And then there's the whole conversation around my list. Well, what's my list? What are the best practices for my list? How do I track my list? Where do I get my email addresses from? How do I add more email addresses on? How do I manage these lists? They're all, it's a whole nother, maybe a podcast I'll do. That was like 2 days, and we're doing another bonus day accountability group coming up because we ran out of time. So we're gonna spend 3 hours dealing with that on best practices on managing your email list, how to grow it, and how to manage it ongoing. So it's so simple, and you have very little tech involved. Love it. So I'm gonna be running this accountability group again. Don't know when, probably the back end of April. So watch out if you're not in Strategy Hub. If there are spots open, we'll come out to the public. The reviews were phenomenal from the last one. So there you go. That's it, kids. How to build your email marketing machine. I laid it out for you as much as I could through a 24-minute podcast. And I know, hopefully you can hear the passion I have around this topic, just because I know how it can change your business and put money in your bank account. That's my goal, is to show you to put money in your bank account. That's it. Be an awesome human being. Put money in your bank account. Just happens to be mortgages. Okay, that's it, kids. Enjoy your week or your weekend. Peace out.